Hello, I'm with Kevin Rowan, the Regional Secretary for the Northern TUC, and we're meeting the day before the budget. Kevin, what is it that you want from George Osborne, and what is it that you think working people from the Northern region want to see and hear?
Well, I think this is one of the most important budgets for a very long time. We've been really struggling economically in the UK, but especially in this region, with highest unemployment rates for a generation, with particular groups disproportionately affected. And most of all, people in this region will be hoping for a budget for growth that stimulates economic and employment growth in this region. We've seen absolutely no sign of that for the last couple of years, and people are getting desperate to see measures and interventions by this government that actually promote growth.
Now, many people who have been concerned about the impact of austerity, particularly in our region, might also say, but there's no alternative to this, is there? This is tough medicine we have to swallow.
Well, lots of other countries have gone through the same global financial and economic challenges that we have in the UK, and have introduced different responses to that, haven't cut public spending anything like the way that this coalition government are doing, and have continued to invest in the sectors and industries that are going to take us out of growth. So we think the government should think twice about their austerity. Even organisations like the OECD are saying austerity isn't working. So the government ought to change tack, and the budget is an opportunity for them to do that. What we'd like to see is for them to invest in infrastructure projects, invest in growth industries of the future, and that is one of the best methods for dealing with the public sector deficit, rather than just cutting. By cutting, all we're doing is increasing the public sector debt through throwing people on the scrap heap. We also think that the balance of taxation isn't fair in this region. When the government do talk about rebalancing, what we'd actually like to see is a rebalancing between the super rich 1% who pay very little in tax and the rest of the economy who are struggling just to make ends meet.
Now, you mentioned industrial growth. What do you think are the industries in our region that could grow to the extent that is needed to provide jobs and extra tax revenue?
Well, people think manufacturing is old hat and kind of out of vogue, but actually there are two or three sectors in manufacturing in this region with a little bit of government help can do an awful lot to kind of stimulate growth. The automotive sector is doing very well. The oil and gas sector is doing very well. But, you know, we want to see the benefits of the Hitachi programme down in County Durham get a proper boost through the right kind of support from government in terms of its procurement strategies. We know that there's huge potential in offshore wind manufacturing, but the uncertainty around government policy, the lack of kind of credibility behind government support for those sectors is something that could be addressed in this budget and would give us a real boost. And we know that other sustainable and renewable industries could really prosper with the right kind of support from this government.
And finally, there's been a lot of speculation since the weekend that the Chancellor's going to announce regionalised and localised public sector pay. That would be pretty devastating for the North East and Cumbria, wouldn't it?
Well, extending the pay freeze through localising public sector pay in this region would cost a phenomenal amount in terms of our regional economy. We do have a relatively high proportion of public sector workers. And to penalise them not just hurts those individual workers, but takes huge amount of spending out of the economy. It's estimated that an effective 1% pay cut works out around £78 million out of the regional economy. That doesn't harm public sector workers. That harms the retail sector, it harms the hospitality and tourism sector, and it's a spiral of decline and some kind of race to the bottom for the poorest terms and conditions and the poorest wages. Absolutely no advantages to localising public sector pay, absolutely no advantages to freezing public sector pay. We already have in this region the lowest levels of pay in the UK, the highest rates of unemployment, and are losing an additional 2,000 public sector jobs every month. The thought that levels of pay in the public sector are squeezing out the private sector just don't add up.
Kevin Rowan, thank you very much.